I'm selling slabs. Cocaine, cool, bitch, I'm riding in a Jag. Whip too dirty, got the leather seat stain. With the cash, pull up on the ops, four deep. Now we got them 9 millis chasing the ass. Got too much Prada, too much shit from San Antonio to Uganda. She said what you blowing, told her bitch straight. Ganja from Bahamas, rolling down 410 with the choppers, dodging coppers. Real dirty, side of plot with binoculars. Hold up, boy, hold up. Said you really shooting, but I ain't seeing the polo. I guess I said I was a nigga, so I gotta show him. Told him, I'm gon' be the illest nigga living. Polo extended like a totem. Show him, youngest nigga in the game, bitch. That's why I gotta show him. AR-15 with the drum tag team like Andre the Giant and Hulk Hogan. Hold up, choking. Loud pack blowing, yeah, this shit straight pulling. Call up the plug, need a pack of that potion. Cause when we get to pulling, living life slow motion. Got too much Fendi. Main hoe calling, said she wanna send me steady. Cool blue honey, case a nigga wanna test me.
Yeah, yeah. Now this ain't Mateo, you know I got Fago. That bitch say I'm free, just like I am a Fago. I'm coming through quick, man, I spread it like queso. These bitches don't want it, I'm getting your cacos. I call it my lawyer. Nigga know what, bitch, I'm chopping that thing. Nigga know what, bitch, I'm chopping that rain. Nigga like Mortal Kombat, I let it rain. Ayy. Nigga just hush for the silence. Coming through quick, man, they love how I'm rhyming. I'm coming through quick like this shit Boston bombing. I'm doing it quick, man, these niggas, they knowledge. They really acknowledge. Coming through quick, man, I spit like I'm going just straight out of college. All of these boys, man, they ball like these niggas ain't ballin'. These niggas ain't ballin', they claimin' they ballin'. You know that they ain't callin', these niggas, they fallin'. You know that they stallin' on beat. Nigga, y'all tweakin' on weed. All of y'all niggas can't fuck with the team. And I'm gone up that thing, I'm slippin' MDs. I'm getting that fatty, you know that I'm ready. Got cross on my chest like I am Machiavelli. Coming through quick, man, I did it so ready. I'm tossing that salad, she say I love deli. Coming through quick, man, I do it like Kelly. I do it like Price, nigga, I keep your whole chair. Keep the whole chair like a Nike. I'm coming through quick, man, I bust like a fight. Biting that bitch here like I am my mic. Coming through quick, man, I do it like Iron Man. Got that bitch fucking, I put her in a handstand. Lean boy, we up on the beat. Nigga ain't fucking with me. Nigga, I'm all on the feet. Nigga been chopping, I'm rolling just straight with them D's. Throw some D's on that bitch. Ayy, throw some D's on that bitch. Ayy, throw some D's on that bitch. Lead their heads turning, lead their heads turning like the fucking Exorcist.
Ayy, young nigga flyer than a pelican. Told a nigga if he really wanna give it to him like a subject in a predicate. Smoking on his gas, nigga tell by my elegance. Realest nigga up in my residence. Counting up dead motherfucking presidents. Hold up, Ben Frank called this nigga, said what's up. Told a little nigga, I told him I'd bust him. If a young nigga talking, told him nigga shut up. Told a nigga shut up, I'ma run him, get a llama. Hold up, young nigga telling by the limelight. I can tell the lime twice, cause I'm smoking all this gas. Nigga got me high right, and I'm really high as hell. But I get it like, I treat the bitch Mike like. And I'm ballin' like Mike, I gotta go switch on a nigga. If a nigga keep talking, throw his bitch at a nigga like nigga pipe up. If a nigga really talking, I send the lights up. I send his main hoe, it tastes like what's up. Tell the little hoe I'ma bust it. Tell the little hoe I'ma bust it. Nigga, shut up. Fuck you. I'ma keep running. I'ma keep running on the pack of skunky. Rolling up. Rolling up.
What's up, what's up?
Yo, yo, yo.
Hey, yo. I got a little start off here. Let's see. how'd you get your name, Little Wolf? Just to start it off, you feel?
Well, actually, it ain't Little Wolf. It's just Wolf.
Okay.
How I got the name is, that's actually my last name, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Ever since eighth grade is when I've been rapping. So ever since then, like, I was playing sports, you know, I was on basketball, football, and all that. So people, they just kept calling me by my last name. Like, that's what I grew up on. Mm-hmm. Nobody ever called me by my first name. So I guess when I officially, like, you know, declared that I was going to be a rapper, mm-hmm. like, I was just like, well, shit, I can't think of anything. So let me just choose Wolf. I mean, it was, something simple. Something simple, but something different. Like,
I feel that. Yeah, I have to like, you know, relate to you on that. I mean, my name goes by my middle name. Nobody knows me by that middle name, you know what I mean? So I feel like for me, though, like with my name, you know, like it was just like I had to go secluded, you know what I mean? Like no one had to know who I was, you know, just on some like new wave shit, you feel?
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, but what made you want to do rap, bro, and like not any other like kind of music? You know what I mean? Like you know what I mean, like that.
Well, to be honest, like I do different kinds of music, but mm-hmm. the primary genre is rap, and I don't know what actually started that. To be honest, like it all started. I mean, I guess I could say back in sixth grade, there was this dude, and he called me out in a rap battle, and that's pretty much how it started rapping, like. It was more of a rap battle thing at first. Like people always felt like, oh, I got better bars than you. And I feel like just at that age, I was lyrically talented. So when it came to rap battling, I was just dominating people left and right. And, you know, at that time, I wasn't really a popular kid like that. Like people knew me, but I wasn't really popular like that. Like nobody was paying attention to me. But there was this popular guy at the time and his name was Jesse. And he set up a rap battle for me without me even knowing anything. He just came up to me last minute and was like, yo, you got this rap battle going on. I'm like, oh, shit. Well, I mean, if that's, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, after that rap battle happened, I ended up winning it and people started to notice me. Then
almost some on some like 8 Mile type shit.
Yeah, to be honest. But then my boy, he's another artist. He's a producer as well. His name is Alejandro. Okay. He makes a lot of R&B music. And back then, you know, he was interested in what I was doing and he came up to me and asked me, you know, if I had ever decided that I wanted to take this seriously. And I was like, well, shit, I'm just a kid, but you know, that's something I'm interested in. So he ended up, he started learning how to produce, but he started doing that with the iMachine app. And you know, that was back on the iPod, you know, that was back.
That's vintage as hell.
Yeah. You know, he had that, you know, he started making beats on that. And I was just freestyling on the beats. Like people were like, hey, he's a rapper. And, you know, it just kind of stuck with me from there. Well, as time progressed, I started to experiment a little more with my sound. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have a variety of R&B music as much as I do rap. But rap is what people pay more attention to. So that's obviously what's going to be put out there more. I even have rock songs. I have, you know, just different things like that. You know, growing up, I listened to a lot of rap too. So that could have been a heavy influence on me. Like my dad, all he ever did was just press like West Coast rap on my mind. Like that's just what it was all the time. I grew up listening to Tupac, Too Short, N.W.A., Eazy-E, Dr. Dre, you know, things like that. But in the modern time when I was, you know, getting into that, I was listening to a lot of Odd Future, you know, Tyler the Creator, Drake was a huge influence. He still is a huge influence. Mm-hmm. But at that time, you know, he had dropped Take Care, Nothing Was the Same. And, you know, those are two classics, like undeniably classic albums. Oh, yeah. You know, I can't take that away. And, you know, Kendrick Lamar came around that time. J. Cole, you know, The Warm Up. I remember when The Warm Up first came out. You know, it's just different things like that. And that helped me like stay towards more of a rap scene, I guess.
I feel that. Yeah. And I can definitely go by what you're saying is how you have different styles. I mean, you can kind of hear it in your song Lean Style, Wolf Style. You know, that shit. I listened to it when I first followed you on Instagram and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna see what this kid has, you know what I mean? Because I'm gonna get to the next question, but I saw some beef between you and GB3. And I was like, you know, like GB3 is calling this kid out. You know what I mean? I got to listen to what this kid's got to say. And like, honestly, like when I heard it, like, I think it was Lean Style. That was the first verse, right?
No, actually, that was my boy Lean Boy. He's the first verse. Okay. I'm the one that comes out, you know, with this ain't Mateo. You know, I got Fago, you know.
Yeah. I was about to get to that. That's when I could tell on a different like standpoint of this song, how you had to kind of come out. Because I think you just dropped this right after all that shit happened, right?
Yeah. I think it was actually like at the same time, but you know, on that subject, you know, I'm not going to say too much about it. Just pretty much, you know, as from where I stand, I consider nothing beef. Mm-hmm. Like when a lot of people try to confront me, try to say something about me, let something off their chest, I don't consider it beef because a lot of people, they've taken that term and they've manipulated it and they've made it to where anything that happens, an altercation between anybody, an argument, it's automatically beef. Mm-hmm. And me, that's just not how I was raised. You know, a lot of people, they don't know where I'm from, but I come from the west side of San Antonio. And, you know, I come from the very bad side. Like, I grew up around a lot of violence, a lot of guns, a lot of gangs. Like, I'm I wouldn't say I'm really about that life, but I've been around about that life. And mm-hmm. I know what that life is about. And, you know, I've seen things, I've seen people die left and right. You know, it's a lot of tragedies that mm-hmm. happened in my life. But, you know, when I moved over to the North Side, you know, going to Roosevelt and all that and seeing how things functioned over there, it was a huge difference to me because mm-hmm. I see that a lot of people are faking the lifestyle that they live. A lot of people claim they're gang banging. A lot of people claim that they're about that life, you know, quotation marks. Yeah. But, you know, as far as that, I don't take anyone seriously because I have no reason to. Until you show me that you are a threat, I have no reason to take you seriously. And where me and George fell off was, from what I can recall, it was, you know, in the beginning, I have these songs in my vault. But in the beginning, me and George were actually cool. We were making music. We were, you know, on some good vibes. You know, we have a couple songs together, stuff like that. I don't know where the relationship took a turn music-wise, but I will say that when he was trying to find himself as an artist, mm-hmm. I did give him advice. And I said, look, you can't keep using the same style over and over and over again. People are going to get tired of that. I told him, you can't continue to be low quality with your music. People are going to be tired of that. People want quality over quantity. You may drop 10 million songs, but people would rather, you know, be more appreciative of one song that was a banger than the 10 million that you're dropping. And that's just facts. That's just the reality of it. And, you know, me, I was trying to be a good friend, be a good fellow artist, and trying to help him out. And I think that could have been the only thing that bothered him, because he told me, you know, that he knows what he's doing, that he has his style, he knows what he's doing, you know, he's popping, it's whatever. So, I mean, for you to be an artist and not accept negative criticism, mm-hmm. you know, it's a bad trait to have, but that's the only thing that could have made the relationship get a downfall. Absolutely. Now, as far as, you know, anybody else, I mean, I have no beef with anybody else. I mean, people may say they have beef with me. People may say they have a problem with me, but at the end of the day, I'm a good guy. I'm generally a positive person mm-hmm. and I care about nothing but positivity because I don't want negativity in my life. That's pretty much how it is. So as far as there being any beef with him, I wouldn't say it's technically beef. I'm just saying we had an issue. He wanted to put it on public display. That was him. He's a kid. He's going to do things like that. Mm-hmm. I can't expect any less of him.
That
is what it is. So,
yeah. So do you think, from where you're from on the West Side, do you think that is what influences you in your music? Or do you think society has a type of, you know, influence on your music rather than where you're from and, you know, yada yada yada? Because, you know, rappers nowadays, I mean, there's only a handful that are truly rapping about what they got from, like, I mean, like August Alsina. You feel like he's from New Orleans when shit was rough, you know what I mean? He came out of that and, you know, he's really talking about influences that happened to him day to day. So do you think what happened, you know, because you said you saw people die and shit, do you feel like those influences are what made you today and how you are, you know, rapping your messages? Or do you think that you just molded around a different type of society once you moved and that's what folded you to do music like that?
To be honest, I would say partly of where I'm from is what made me who I am today. Like, so seeing everybody lose their lives at a young age, mm-hmm. seeing all the violence, things like that, it made me want to stray away from things like that. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like you shouldn't live life like that. I feel like you shouldn't live your life every single day on the edge. Like, you shouldn't have to look over your shoulder everywhere you go. Like, it's just not a healthy lifestyle. And, you know, I feel like getting away from that and seeing how everybody else is failing in life mm-hmm. made me want to go harder. It made me want to be on a higher pedestal because I don't want to live like that.
Yeah.
And then as far as the rest of my sound, it's just something that I've kind of like made myself mm-hmm. because, you know, I've taken all the influences I have in my life. You know, when it comes to rock music, you know, I grew up listening to rock music sometimes. Like, I had a phase where I was listening to nothing but rock music. And, you know, as a teenager, you go through all types of phases. And I went into that phase. You know, I was skateboarding at that phase. But, you know, at that phase, it wasn't just rock music. You know, I also, like, started to listen to drill music as well. Like, Chief Keef, there was a point in time where I literally would sit there and tell you that Chief Keef was the greatest rapper of all time. And there was nothing you could tell me. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just how it was. I mean, to be honest, in my opinion, he's a legend. You know, he put on a new wave. He, you know, he just did what he had to do, and he like really developed a new sound. But straying away from that, you know, going back to rock, you know, I grew up to a lot of Metallica, a lot of like old bands, Metallica, Pantera, you know, I listened to a lot of things, but the more rock music that I leaned towards was like Blink 182, Green Day, this guy, you know, he wasn't there back then, but when I did listen to him now, you know, Lil Peep, you know, hearing his sound, it really like showed me that you can't be afraid to be like that different. You can't be afraid to like change your style up. Like people will love it regardless. Mm-hmm. So hearing that, like hearing little things like that, like it made me kind of like push harder for a different sound.
Yeah. And I feel that Lil Peep really brought out the like alternative kind of like hip hop kind of feel, the emo rap. And I believe that's what set, you know, the new wave totally different from a different path on, you know, like what these old schoolers think is like old school hip hop. You know what I mean? Like the Tupac, you know, the Biggie and all that shit, how they, you know, they would flow. They had more of a sort of like, I'm going to go off on Biggie. He had more of a kind of R&B hard like slash hip hop kind of feel to his. I think he's what really set out, you know, the R&B kind of feel to a hip hop song. And, you know, you just gotta, like how you said about Chief Keef, like you gotta respect, you know, the legends and, you know, the guys who paved the way for you.
Yeah, and like honestly, I don't care what anyone tells me, but I will say, like, when people ask me, you know, since we're speaking on Biggie and stuff like that, when people ask me, you know, who's the greatest of all time, I'm not gonna lie to you, I would never look at you in your face and tell you that I think Tupac or Biggie are the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
I would never do that. Why? Because this is an argument that I'm always going to have with everyone. And I mean, excuse me for like being sick though. Like I'm fucking sick. Been sick since last Thursday.
So. Oh, you're good, bro. Everyone's dying over here of allergies. Yeah. And shit, so you good.
So, yeah, speaking on that, like this will always be my argument. So, I think to be considered one of the greatest of all time, you had to have a period where you failed. You had to have a period of where your music wasn't as great. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I feel like that's where Tupac and Biggie lacked. Like, if you really think about it, their whole career was always put in the spotlight. Like, people were always praising them no matter what. Like, yeah. It was just like, damn, they go hard. Damn, they go hard. Damn, they go hard. And the only reason they're legends is because they died.
Exactly. Like,
that's the only reason. And when you ask me who, if people say, oh, if you don't think that Pac and Biggie were the greatest, then who was the best in the West Coast? Who was the best in the East Coast at the time? I'll tell you straight up, Dr. Dre was the hottest thing in the West Coast at that time.
Why? I feel that.
Because he created a sound. He started paving the new wave.
I feel that.
He started jumping into something different and saying, hey, you know what? Let me get some people onto that. He made Snoop Dogg. He made Tupac. If it wasn't for him, these people wouldn't have been around. And that's why he's so successful and rich how he is now. Because he legit made everything back then. He was the creator of all that, despite what anybody says.
I feel that. I feel like he kind of like paved the way for N.W.A. too. You know, like Eazy-E and all that shit. You know, Eazy had his own thing going on, but I think Dr. Dre really set him out on a new path. You know, and that's why Eazy got so big. You know, and then you take, you know, fucking, you know, Ice Cube and shit. You know, what I mean, it's just like, like I feel you on that. Like Dr. Dre really made the fucking like sound of the West Coast. That's what it was. Especially, I feel like he made Tupac really big. On fucking California Love, you know what I mean? If you didn't have that type of like beat behind what he was saying, like it wasn't gonna be anything. You feel? So I really go with you on that one.
Exactly. And then as far as East Coast, like New York shit, I will always say Nas was the hardest.
Hell yeah, bro! Hell yes, I feel you on this shit, bro.
Nas was the hardest, hands down. If you go back and you really just sit down and listen to a Nas album. Like, it's mind-blowing how lyrically talented he was. It was just absolutely mind-blowing.
It's crazy, right?
You know, as, you know, Nas, and, you know, I have to give another person credit, and that's AZ. I don't know if you know who AZ is, but he was rapping on Nas. He's the guy that features on that song, Life's a Bitch, with Nas. And, like, that guy, you know, if you go and you look up his album and you listen to his album, like, they sound like they could literally be writing each other's music or something. Like, mm-hmm. They both had that type of flow. They both had that type of sick flow, and you just can't take away from that. Now, I'm not taking credit away from anybody that was there back then because everybody was great. Snoop Dogg mm-hmm. was great. Tupac was great. Biggie was great. You know, you had N.W.A. You know, you had a bunch of names, but at the end of the day, those are my two opinions, and I'm going to stick by that. And I feel like, just like I said, to be considered a greatest of all time, you have to have a downfall. So people may argue with me about the comment that I'm going to say, but Kanye West would definitely be one of the greatest of all time when he dies. Mm-hmm. And that's for a fact. Why? Because he's had his downfall. People will look at him and say, hey, he's made hella great albums. He made 808 and Heartbreaks. People consider that a downfall. He made Yeezus. People consider that a downfall. But the thing is he failed, but he was still great. Like, that's the type of things that people need to take account of when, you know, they're considering the greatest of all time.
Now, I do that. I feel that. You know, that's crazy how, like, honestly, like, you're literally speaking my mind on this shit, you feel? And it's crazy how, you know, there's still people within this rap game who still think like that, you know what I mean? They're not looking up to, like, you know, like, a little Uzi Vert nowadays or a fucking Rich the Kid, you feel? I mean, in my opinion, honestly, I don't know how the fuck Rich the Kid or any of them fucking made it that big. Like, honestly, like, I'm not being, you know, I mean, I respect them as an artist, you know what I mean? But, like, I don't really respect on how their influences on society, you feel? Because, in a sense, you know, they're fucking popping Zan after Zan, you know, doing this, doing that, you know, and then all these kids are going to look up to him and be like, oh, yeah, that's fucking cool. Like, no, bro, like, that's not fucking cool. I mean, look at Pete, bro. I mean, like, I love Pete, bro, but I really wish he would have stopped, you know what I mean? Because In the end, karma's going to catch up to you if you think about it. And, you know, he just happened to fucking pop way too many, and plus they were laced, you know?
Yeah.
So that's the bad thing about it, you know? I hate that he had to go out like that, but, you know, like, if anyone can argue with me on this, and, like, you know, you can suck my dick for it, but Little Pete literally carved hip hop now, like, how it is today. Like, honestly, yeah. I don't think if we had Pete, bro, like, honestly, like, I don't see any emotion in the song anymore. I don't see how it would have surpassed rock and roll as the number one genre. Because If you think about it, Little Pete brought out the alternative rock side of hip hop, brought it into like an emo kind of feel. And that brought more of those guys from over in that genre over to, you know, hip hop nowadays. So, you know, I feel like when people, you know, say like, you know, like, oh, that's the hottest shit ever. Like yada, yada, yada. Like, I don't really, you know, believe it. Like how J. Cole said in 1985, you know, trap drums are the new sound now. You feel like, and on that fucking song, man, I'm telling you, I don't know, man. Like, people are gonna tell me wrong, but, you know, in a way, I feel like he was dissing Punk and Smoke Perp. But in a way, I feel like he was also teaching them, like, look, you guys got to get off these stupid ass trends. Like, I'm talking about being a bad influence to this society nowadays. You know, I mean, like, sooner or later, everyone's gonna say, oh, this shit's whack. I mean, come on, like, look at, like, the 2000s where we had baggy pants and, like, chains that hang down to, like, your fucking ankles, bro. Like,
yeah,
they got old, you feel? And, you know, I feel like it's just influences that pave how it is today. So if you were to make it big, say, like, you were to get a deal or, you know, go, you know, make it big independently, do you think you would have a bad influence, or would you have a good influence on society and possibly, you know, take your own take on changing hip hop into the way it is and always making it, you know, such a beautiful art?
I feel like I would have to have a neutral standpoint in that. Mm-hmm. Because nobody's perfect. No human being is perfect.
Absolutely.
And when you're in the spotlight, like, the there's no telling what's gonna happen. For all you know, someone could try to run up on me and whoop my ass, and I'm gonna just have to hold my own and start beating their ass. And then kids are gonna have to look at that and say, hey, like, he fought that person, so why can't I?
Absolutely.
Like
some XXX amigos shit. All right.
Yeah. So, like, generally, I wanna be a positive person. I wanna be a positive influence. Now, a lot of my music that I have out now, I was leaning more towards the trap new school vibe, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But right now I'm currently working on a project, and it's called Son of Sam.
Okay.
And, you know, I can't really say certain things that took place in certain things, but, you know, a lot of people are going to, you know, interpret that I sold my soul. You know what I'm saying? But
I feel that.
But this mixtape, it's going to be something very, very, very different. Like, you know, I could read you the track list right now. You know what I'm saying? This could be a little sneak peek for what people could be looking forward to.
Uh-huh.
But you know, these are all the tracks. It's track one, Welcome to Hell, Dreams Never Come True, Sacrifices, Glenn Hernandez, Ronnie Story, and then there's Voicemail Number One, and then there's I Sold My Soul in My Living Room, and then there's Voicemail Number Two, and then 74 Times Nine, America's Puppet, 1998 to 2018, parentheses, Loss of Innocence, and then God's Fallen Angel. And then I got two bonus tracks on there, but you know, I don't want to reveal too much, so I'll just leave those off. But yeah, like just from hearing the names, you know, you could tell that it's going to be something different. I've showed a few previews to I have a group, I have a music group, and we call ourselves Young Kings Entertainment. Like, that's what we do. And you know, I've showed the guys, you know, all that, and you know, they're really amazed by the new sound that I have. And you know, I'm telling you, it's a very new sound. And you know, I just know that it's probably going to be a more positive influence, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not that much negativity, but I do have some songs that like you can relate to. And I do have a lot of my music now that I'm writing more, it doesn't have as much cuss words in it anymore. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, I'm trying to make songs completely clean now. Like, I don't want to cuss anymore, stuff like that. I feel like when you cuss and, you know, you say certain words, it all it is a filler word. Like, it's because you weren't using your brain enough to fill in that blank, that you had to throw a cuss word in there, that you had to throw, you know, the N word in there, you know, different things like that. And you know, I have more talent than that. I have more skill than that. So for me to waste my talent and just use a filler word, like, it makes no sense to me. So that's why I'm trying to step up. I'm trying to make a difference, because I'm tired of what San Antonio has to offer, to mm-hmm. be honest. Like, a lot of people are getting recognition and they shouldn't. Like,
who do you possibly think shouldn't get recognition? Just to throw him out there, do you think Blake should have got as much recognition as he did?
No, I don't think he should have. I mean, I'm not going to say I don't respect him, because I respect him. Mm-hmm. I respect him a lot, because you know what? He's achieving, he's doing things. But I feel like the sound that he made, it kind of set an example for the rest of San Antonio. So now everybody wants to sound like him. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to sound just like him. And that's like, nobody's going to be different from by doing any of that. Another example is, you know, Rex got bands, you know, like I praise Rex. You know what I'm saying? I'm proud of him. I'm proud of him doing whatever the hell he's doing. Like, you know, he went to Private Club Records. He's going to be working with Made in Tokyo, 24 Hours, them people. Mm-hmm. But like, honestly, he needs to like, just, I feel like he's accustomed to the San Antonio sound, and he needs to get out of that as well. And I'm pretty sure that he's going to change his style eventually. Mm-hmm. I feel like that at a moment of time, he's going to finally just snap and say, hey, you know what? I'm in the game. Let me change something up. And you know, that's how it's going to be. But, that's really how it is, man. And you know, going back to what you said about J. Cole, you know, dissing Smoke Perp and Lil Pump, you know, I'm not trying to argue with you about what you said, but I really don't believe it's a diss. I believe it's him giving advice. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's him saying, hey, you know what? I'm proud of you. You made it. You're balling and stuff like that. But don't be an idiot and don't spend all your money on like things you don't need.
Yeah. And that's what I was kind of like interpreting when it came to him saying, you know, like you, this is riding them riding trends. You know what I mean? Like, since they're riding the, you know, the Zan trend and all that, like, you know, like all that stuff, like it, eventually that's what I was talking about. Like, it's eventually going to, you know, go MIA, like, and I use the reference, like the 2004 shit and all that shit. Yeah, so that's what exactly. I was kind of interpreting towards that.
But, and you also, like, when you said you don't understand how rich the kid or like certain people like that made it, I don't understand that either, because it's like, in order for you to make it nowadays, you have to sound like everyone else. You have to sound exactly like everyone else.
Exactly.
And it's unfortunate that it's came to that, but I don't understand either how Rich the Kid made it, how Migos made it, how certain people made it. Mm-hmm. But I will say, like, who I personally feel deserve a lot of credit in this newer generation, definitely top three are Drake, J. Cole, and Kendrick. Definitely top three. No one can take that away from them. I mean, Drake may have got caught up with the ghostwriting allegations or whatever, yeah. But that doesn't matter. Like, as long as you're a great performer, as long as you are still putting it down, as long as you're still making great music, that shouldn't matter.
And that's what I, you know, I feel that on a level too. Like, like I always told everybody who, like, I don't know, for some reason hates Drake,
Like, every time Drake drops a song, there's going to be no way you cannot, like, not like it. Like, it's a Drake song, you feel?
Exactly.
Even if he doesn't, even if he doesn't write the lyrics, it's the way he promotes the lyrics. It's the way he puts his toe on the song and, like, the beat, you know, how he meshes with the vibe, you feel? So, like, when people say, like, oh, I fucking hate Drake, oh, he's shitty, you know? Like, and then they take it back to when he stole the fucking rhymes or whatever, like, in the end, okay, yeah, he did do that. Like, just how, like, 6ix9ine, you know, had the allegations with the 13-year-old, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you can hate him as a person for that, but you can't hate him as an artist, because, on God, that dude does make some pretty fucking good bangers. Like, yeah. Gotti, bro, I didn't expect him to come out like that, honestly. And there's a lot of people who can sit here and be like, oh, Gotti, shit. Oh, you know, Billy, shit. Oh, Gummo, shit. Okay, yeah, I mean, you might think that because you're not used to that new wave feel. Mm-hmm. And they're just so accustomed to, you know, like I said, like the old school hip hop. Those are the people who, you know, generally hate, you know, on like new music that comes out, you know,
like, you see, but the people who love old school hip hop, they're also like very contradictional to themselves. Like, people will sit there and say, my bad again, but, you know, people will sit there and say, like, oh, fuck Drake, you know what I'm saying? He was using ghostwriters, blah, 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 and all that. Mm-hmm. But if they're really fans of old hip-hop music, then they would feel the exact same way towards Eazy-E. Because Eazy-E didn't write any of his music. He had people writing it for him. He had Ice Cube writing it for him. So for people not to criticize him, but to criticize Drake, it's just, like, it just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. But as far as Drake, Kendrick, and Cole being the top three, I feel like the people who deserve the most credit nowadays are Kanye West. He's one of those, you know, he's a very diverse artist and he made a huge fucking change when he was coming out with his music. Mm-hmm. Another one is definitely Chief Keef. Like I said before, you know, Chief Keef came out, created that new sound. Fredo Santana might have did it earlier than him. Mm-hmm. Fredo Santana might have started that before him, but Chief Keef is the one who put drill music on the map. He's the one who put Chicago back on the map. Then you had I don't know, people might disagree with me on this, but Lil Uzi deserves a lot more credit than what he has. Now, Lil Uzi, he came out and he had that different sound. He had the whole yeah flow. Mm-hmm. Like, he had that. And nobody had ever heard that. You know, if you go back to 2015, who were the artists that were popping at the time? Dej Loaf, Fetty Wap, you know, like people like Kid Ink, people like that. That mm-hmm. was still that kind of sound that they had. But then 2016 comes around. Then you have Lil Uzi busting out this yeah flow and people are like, what is this?
Exactly.
How are they supposed to react to that? Should they adapt to it or should they hate it?
And see, that's the thing.
And that's where it became very, very controversial. That's where it became like, yo, this guy is really making changes, but people aren't going to give him enough credit for that. People aren't going to be like, oh yeah, Lil Uzi is one of the greatest of all time. But in reality, he should be, because he gave this new wave. He paved the way for this new wave. He paved the way for the new sound. And a lot of artists, Rich the Kid, Migos, all of these people, they all owe it to Lil Uzi. And I don't care what anybody says. Like, he is the one who started that. And then earlier, when you were talking about that Lil Peep came in and changed the game, I highly agree with you. Because if it wasn't for Peep, this emo rap wouldn't exist.
Exactly. That's what I was saying, like, with him, like, Lil Peep, you know, like, if he wasn't there, I personally feel like, I don't know in a sense who, you know, who was who, but I feel like, if we didn't have Peep, we wouldn't have Uzi. If we didn't have Uzi, we wouldn't have Peep. You feel so? Because I don't know which one came first. I feel like it was Uzi first.
Uzi came first. Yeah, Uzi came out 2016.
I feel like Peep had a little influence on him and, you know, some, you know, rock and roll type vibes on that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. For sure. But also with Peep, like, another person who really delivered a good amount into that emo rap genre would definitely be X.
Oh yeah.
And, you know, X came out, he had a different sound. Like, wow. He had that little thrash rap going on.
And look at me.
Yeah, like, yeah. That's something.
I remember when that shit was popping off when he was in fucking jail, man. That shit was crazy, man. Like,
you know, yeah, it was insane.
Looking at his song, you know, I mean, like, I don't even want to know what he was going through, you know, being in jail, you know, incarcerated, locked up, and you know, you don't know that your fucking song's blowing up and you're like pretty much like famous now, you know what I mean? You're like, what the fuck? Like, huh? So I feel like, yeah, in a sense, when he came out, I feel like, you know, like, I'm trying to put myself in his shoes, but like, man, if I were to get locked up and like a song, you know, blows up like crazy, like how Look At Me did, and, you know, like, I come out and like all my other songs behind Look At Me are popping off like sipping tea in your hood. You know what I mean? Like
that's definitely a banger. Definitely,
like, bro, like who the hell is gonna come in there and say, "Yo, boy, I'm sipping tea in your hood. What the fuck is up, you buttercup? What yeah, the like, fuck, bro?"
And the I way don't know. The he beat just has came, like that energy. He has that fucking drive.
Exactly. Like he said, like, you know, like I feel like X, you know, adapted the new wave how it is today too. Because I mean, like. X can say some shit like that. X can say some little gritty shit like that and get away with it because the way his music is and the way the beat follows right behind him with the bass drop, bro, it's just like,
yeah,
what the definitely. Fuck? Like you're sitting there and then like you can't help but not like it because it's, they make music to where they know there's going to be haters, but they know the haters are going to have to like it because in a sense they're going to make it to where, like, honestly, like his lyrics didn't get me. It was the beat. Like when the beat, you know, like loaded up and then all of a sudden he started fucking like doing the emo rap screamo. I was like, holy shit, this shit bangs. You know what I mean? So I could feel you with X coming out and, you know, starting a new wave and, you know, paving like a different sound for hip hop. And, you know, that's crazy how, like I said earlier, like, you know, people can relate to you and, you know, see like exactly like what pieces of the puzzle go where. You know what I mean? Like, because other people are going to say like I was like explaining earlier, like how like this kind of like trap sound of like Rich the Kid and like shit like that, like is popping off more. Like, I'm sorry, but like I looked at a list of the XXL freshman list for this year, and I swear there's only like two good people on there, and I gotta say, like, it's Little Skies and I've been Trippie Red, bro. Like, honestly, like, you're looking at, you know, artists on there that are like, well, how the fuck did they even make it? Or they're artists like, they're like, who are you? You know what I mean? Like, that's just how I feel for the XXL take. Like, you know, I feel like Lil Sky is definitely changing hip hop the way he's getting love, and I definitely feel like Trippie is starting to start a new trend too, within his musics and stuff like that.
Yeah, Trippie's cold, 6ix9ine's cold, Blockboy JB coming out with that wave, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah,
sure. Yeah, coming up with that thing, you know, he's just going ham with it.
I feel that.
You know, I don't like her that much, but I have to admit it. You know, Bad Baby. She's setting the fan base up for herself.
I feel that the Gucci flip flop song is hard, bro.
Famous Dex, you know, they need to get his ass off. You know. Famous Dex, you know, he ain't even a freshman no more, man. He a goddamn senior in that bitch, you know.
Yeah, I feel like Dex, but though, with him and ASAP Rocky, really, you know, I feel like Rocky's what made that song. I don't feel like Dex made that song. You know what I mean? I feel like Rocky kind of saved it, because personally, I'm like a big ass Rocky fan. Like,
oh yeah,
dead ass, bro. Like, if you don't like Rocky, like fuck off. That's how I am. Just how, like, how that, like, they, that
drink. Lil Baby coming out with some heat.
I feel that.
You know,
he's got a song coming out with Drake.
I seen that. Can't wait to hear that, to be honest.
Oh yeah, I saw that. I forget who promoted it and shit, but
yeah,
I saw that and I was like, damn, that shit sounds hot. Like, and it's kind of cool how Drake is kind of like adapting to the new wave too, and how he's kind of like molding with these new artists, and he's like, yeah, you know, like, I don't know if he's doing it for clout or if he's doing it just because, you know, he wants to be part of the new wave and, you know, like, keep making hip hop change. But, bro, I can't lie. Like, when he came out with Blockboy, bro, and 901 Shelby Drive look a lot, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Drake came out hot, bro. And I feel like the way he is with trap, you know, a different thing from his sound, because his sound is not trap. If we're going to be real, if you're a real Drake fan, you would know from listening to Take Care and, you know, all the old shit before that.
I mean, if you're reading this, it's too late, though. That was definitely more of a trap side. That was made for the hood people.
Exactly. Right? And I feel like Drake wants to make a sound for each individual of society nowadays. You know what I mean? Like, he's got the stat shit. You know, everyone's going to love Take Care.
Straight up, I don't even want to see the fucking XXL 2018 list because Maddox didn't make the fucking list. So I don't want to fucking hear shit from that goddamn list. Like, Matt Ox should have been on that bitch. Take K too. If Take K ain't on there, I don't give a fuck. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah. What's crazy though is how his Take K is just, man, he's fucked. Man, like,
yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna lie though, Take K is really on that. He really on that gangster shit. He really got that Easy E flow, like, no doubt.
Oh, for sure. I think he was the new wave of old school hip hop, if you believe me. I feel like what is his name? YBN Namir. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Namir, whatever. And I feel like he's going to, because he has the same flows as TK, honestly. And I feel like,
yeah, he just biting off TK. Like, in my opinion, he's trash. The hardest thing he has is rubbing off the paint. Other than that, you know, I have nothing good.
Honestly. Honestly, I feel that. But, so what can we expect from Wolf in, you know, the next couple of months or possibly by the end of the year to kind of like wrap this up and, you know, give the viewers like, you know, an outcome of what you got coming?
You can expect a huge change in my music. That's one. Mm-hmm. Like I said, Son of Sam is going to drop June 12th. Happens to be my birthday. You know, I just feel like it's the perfect day to drop it. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to expect way more appearances from my Young Kings label. So in the label, I got Lean Boy G, Lil Phantom, King Dream, you know what I'm saying, Jay Huncho, the guy. You know, I got a bunch of different people on there. And, you know, we're probably going to come through with a compilation mixtape or something, you know, have something so we can introduce who we are through the music. And, you know, I don't know. That's probably going to be like a 20-pack, to be honest. But
I feel that.
As far as my project, it's going to be 14 songs, you know what I'm saying? Definitely different vibes. It's going to be on some emo, like, rap type stuff. It's going to be on some, like, you know, some a little bit of trap. It's going to have a huge variety. And, you know, I think just when it comes out, a lot of people will understand better what I'm saying right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, more than that, I mean, I don't know. I'm still in the military. Like, you know, people can still expect that. I don't know, but
yeah, word. And you know, thank you for that. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't, you know, accreditate people who do that. You know what I mean? Still, you know, like, work hard in this game, bro. I mean, like, for real, you, I mean, you're army, and then, you know, you're over here making music too that people, you know, and surprisingly, like, you're making music that's, you know, pretty fucking good and people are fucking with. You know what I mean? It's not like you're wasting your time and you're just dropping shit and it's not hitting, you know? So yeah, I respect you on that, man.
And pretty much, I just have a lot of things going on behind the scenes too. So I'm just going to surprise people. You know, I got people contacting me left and right. You know, it's just, it is what it is. I'm about to start doing more features with people so I can get more name out there. I definitely want to film a music video at some point. That's for a fact. But, you know, I don't know. I haven't had a lot of luck with a lot of major artists, but I think definitely I'll get there. Like, I'll find someone. In the vault, I guess I'll throw it out there. In the vault, I got a song with Casey Veggies in the vault.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've had a lot of downfalls with the music as well, though. You know, I was supposed to get a feature with Young Simi. You know, he hold me out of that. It is what it is. you know, I had tried hitting up 6ix9ine. We were going to work. I was down. Had the guap that hit this motherfucker with it. You know what I'm saying? It was going to work, but it is what it is, you know.
Okay, so you out there, bro.
I'm trying to get out there. I'm trying to put my name out there. Like, I'm making it to the point to where I don't give a fuck what anybody say about me. I don't give a fuck if people don't like me. I don't give a fuck if people like me. I'm going to put myself out there. And I'm going to make people like me. Like, that's just how it's going to be.
I feel that. I respect that.
I got a drive. I got the energy. You know what I'm saying? And that's just is what it is. And I hope everybody else around me is just as wants to be as successful as I am. Like, or wants to be as successful as I want to be. Like, you know, and anybody who, you know, wants to work, anybody who wants me to support them, you know, promote them, anything like that, I'm always down for that. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm always down to help people out because at the end of the day, everyone needs help. Hell, even I need help. I'm not going to admit it, but you know what I'm saying? So that is what it is. So that's what everybody can expect.
I feel that, bro. Much love for the interview. you know, so like you said, June 12th, you dropping the album, right? Not an EP.
Yeah.
Son of John, right?
No, Son of Sam.
Son of Sam, there it is. Okay. I don't know why you said John for some reason.
Hey, that whole sound kind of loud, though.
Okay, but. I feel you, bro. Hey, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to sit here and just be like, I feel you. Like, I can personally, you know, I'm kind of excited to, you know, now that I've actually sat down and, you know, actually had a, you know, conversation with you and through the podcast, you know, I, you know, learned how you are as a person, you know, how you are as a rapper, even, you know, because personally, like, you know, you're gonna have two different vibes, you know what I mean? That's why they call it a stage name for a reason, you know what I mean? At that point, you know, you're setting on a different vibe of you. So I respect that, you know, and just much love, bro, for the interview because, you know, like, this is my first interview on the podcast, you know, and I'm really trying to, you know, help, you know, get a better word out for artists, you know, who are maybe like slept on or, you know, are taken from a bad way. So, you know, again, much love for that, bro.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, man. You have a good one.
All right. Appreciate you having me on here.
No problem, bro.
All right. Later.
Later, bro.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.